Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-two minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Joining me now is Brian Howell of Buff Zone. He's our CU Buffs insider. And I got to get to some of the big news that came from the weekend that was. But Brian, okay, it was huge. It was a crazy, crazy weekend, especially for CU. The rest, it was just kind of like, spring ball, it's normal. But for the Buffs, it was like a holiday this weekend. Snow be damned, it didn't matter. I got to ask you, Brian, you tell me, our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day, too much hype surrounding primetime, or is it all good? It's, you know, marketing, it's to the fullest. It's great.
Well, that's a tough one to answer. In Colorado, no, there's not too much hype because of what Buff fans have, I'll use the word endure, what they've had to endure for much of the past two decades, and last season was so brutal. That no, I don't think so. Nationally, I would say yes, because it's going to be really difficult for this program to match the hype as far as the results on the field this fall. But if you're a Colorado fan, you are absolutely loving this because it is such a nice change from what last year and what previous years have been.
Yeah, well, and I look at a guy like you, Brian, and you've been covering this team through thick and thin no matter what. And you're going to cover this team the same way you cover them. You know, you might do more interesting stories about primetime and stuff, but you do it. I was laughing over the weekend at all these media members that are like the old Looney Tunes, man, the tongue's rolling out, and it's like they had to fold it back up into their mouth. Some of these guys just come out of the woodwork. I saw RG3 was there. Maybe somebody should have talked to him, Brian, about talking crap about the Nuggets, too, by the way, while he's in Colorado. Maybe that would have been a good thing. But it's just like the national media, yeah, they're all over this thing. I get it, though. It's amazing for the state. It's amazing for the other teams, too.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's making CU football kind of cool again. You know, nationally, it's like, wow. I mean, they're on the radar. And, you know, it doesn't hurt CSU and probably Air Force to have some eyes on the state, especially CSU, because you're playing Colorado this year. I mean, that game is a higher profile game. Now, I think you and I have talked about it before, but I mean, you know, if you're CSU, you're excited for that one. You're going to be, you know, on a bigger stage that day. If you're the Rams, why, I mean, you can't help be fired up for that one, right? And so I think the hype going in is going to be huge. I think it could be a negative for CU, though, because Deion's clearly putting a big target on the back of the Buffs. And it's going to be there every week.
Yeah, he really is. There's no doubt. But, I mean, you saw the trash talk over with spring ball. And I'm seeing Rams fans going at it, talking about primetime and the Buffs. And then, of course, the Buffs are all – fans are all in. And for me, I'm like – I like both. I like all sports in this area. I want all these teams to thrive. So, for me, it's perfect. But I do wonder, you know, like you said, with the national side and some of these other media members, suddenly it's like, dude, I don't even care – who their quarterback is or who their running back is. This team is amazing because of primetime. Speaking of the players, the X's and O's, talk to us about this one. Brian, we had you on last week, and we talked about some of the guys entering the portal, and you said, all right, it's pretty normal. We kind of thought this was going to happen, but what can you tell us right now about Montana Lamonius Craig? Like, that is the big one where we go, oh, I thought he – and he had a good game on the spring game, too, so this is a little bizarre.
Yeah, there's two of them. You know, Jordan Tyson leaving today, that's the biggest loss to me. But even with Tyson, it I understand it. The one, they've lost now 22 in the last, like, you know, 12 days or whatever it is. But the one that surprises me is Montana. And it's not only just because of how he played on Saturday, but it's because of the rapport he seems to have built with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, he seems to be one of the guys that's on the inside, you know, he's been accepted by this new regime. And I mean, Montana and Shedeur, you know, have been showing up to men's basketball games together since January. You know, those two guys, they're friends. I mean, after Montana posted this thing yesterday, Shedeur does an Instagram live and he's with Montana. They're shopping, you know, so they're friends. And so that's what makes all this surprising with him. The rest, not so surprising, but that's a tough one. Montana has been a great Buff. He had a great game on Saturday, and it really seemed like he was, you know, one of the guys now for this Sanders regime. So I'm surprised by that one.
What are you hearing? I mean, what's the reason? Does he have another? I mean, is he in the portal? There's other opportunities there. What are you hearing?
Well, I don't know for sure. I haven't been able to really talk to him. I did send him a message and thank him for all the media time and everything. And he's a great guy. He wrote back and said thank you and all that. But so I don't know a reason. But my guess, honestly, is like everybody else, is it comes down to playing time. And, you know, as good as he was on Saturday, I'm sure Montana looks at this roster and says, how much am I going to play? You know, am I even going to start here? When they're looking at Travis Hunter being a receiver, they love Jimmy Horn Jr., who we didn't see on Saturday. He's been a little banged up, but they love him. They're adding Xavier Weaver, who was the number one receiver at South Florida last year. Willie Gaines, who was a slot receiver from Jackson State last year, committed last week. They've got six freshmen that Dion and his team have recruited that are coming in the summer. So he's probably looking at, like, how much am I actually going to play? And frankly, Montana probably earned himself an extra 5 or 10 scholarship offers with that performance on Saturday. And he can probably go be a starter somewhere.
So it could be where he's already looking at the depth chart throughout the month, and he's like, man, this is going to be tough. And then he lights it up, but he still kind of knows, yeah, but I know that's just spring ball. I know that's one thing that's not going to be the end-all be-all. I know I can do this, but I don't want to be, you know, fourth, fifth guy down the depth chart. So that performance maybe gave me enough fuel to go, you know what, I got to go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. And another one I didn't mention, Caleb Mathis, who we saw a lot of, had a big game the other day as well. He's a walk-on, but he's kind of an interesting walk-on. I mean, his dad's on the staff, and he's one of the guys. I mean, they brought him here. They love him. There were three receivers that there was a whole thing in the spring made about guys earning their numbers, right? Three receivers earned their numbers in the spring. Montana was not one of them. So it's possible that the spring game was the best he showed all spring, and that he was told even before that, you know, hey, you're not going to start here. And so I can see that being possible. So it's surprising because of all the other things I was talking about, but that's a tough one to lose for sure.
Brian, what was it like, man, Saturday, seeing all those people there? Snow, doesn't matter. People were there. It was an event. I see you, CSU, UNC, all the other spring games, they were just spring games. This was actually an event.
Yeah, I keep telling people, you know, it was weird because it was, first off, it felt like just the perfect fall day, you know, and it's spring,
yeah.
You know, but it was that crisp weather. It had like the gray, you know, the overcast skies and all that stuff. And it felt exactly like a game day, except that I kept waiting for the opposing team to come out of the locker room, and they never did. So it felt like a game day and like a party atmosphere. And the fact that it was a spring game, and knowing what spring games have been like in Colorado in the past, it was just somewhat surreal. Like, this is really a spring game here at Colorado. There was 47,000 people there. It was crazy.
Yeah, I had to laugh. My mother-in-law, she's a sports fan, but she doesn't really get the whole spring thing. And she's like, yeah, I read somewhere that CU, or she was like, CU won, CSU lost, UNC won. I'm like, well, they all played each other, so it really didn't it didn't come out that way. She's like, oh, that makes sense. But in your mind, how did they do this Saturday? Who won? Who were the winners of the day as far as Buffs players are concerned?
Well, it was the biggest win CU's had at Folsom in a while.
I think fans just needed to see a win, man. It didn't matter.
Right. Yeah, it didn't matter. The offense was the better side. And, you know, defense is depleted right now. They only had literally four defensive linemen that played in that game. That's all they have on the roster right now because they have four that left for the transfer portal last week. So, you know, the quarterbacks kind of had their way. Shadur was fantastic. Travis Hunter was fantastic. Montana, of course. The offense just, you know, they kind of destroyed him. And frankly, at cornerback, Travis Hunter is playing mostly receiver, so he's not out there. Their other top corner was there, but he's a high school kid, so he was in street clothes, Cormani McClain. So they're kind of going against, you know, what was called the number one defense, but really is probably more the backup defense when we get to the fall. And so offense looked better. But that, I think that was great for the fans because that's what they wanted to see. We haven't seen any offense at Colorado in 3 years.
Yeah, I think at this point, just seeing some touchdowns and some deep passes and all that is a big deal. Well, Brian, we're up against the break, my man. Appreciate you as always. Hey, listen, whether it's too much hype or not, I've felt this from day one with primetime. it's an amazing thing. It's historic. It's great. Who knows how it's going to turn out, but you're getting attention on the state of Colorado, and I've always said I don't care how that happens, as long as it's positive. I don't care how it happens, so I'm not complaining about it. I think ultimately it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, and it's tough right now sometimes watching all these guys leaving the portal, and you wonder, like, are they actually going to get guys in here that can be better? But at this point, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt, and let's see how it plays out in the fall.
All right, my man. Brian, appreciate you and all you do, my friend, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Brian Howell of Buff Zone. I'm telling you, you want your Buffs news, you want the inside information, Brian's going to hit you up with it right there at BuffZone.com. 1152, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.